This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Snow blanketed more than 42% of the country last January. A year later, just under 13% was snow covered. And as Danielle Carson reports, the warm weather has had some benefits. It's lowered heating bills in many places and created a bit of an economic boost.
After two brutally long winters, the temperatures this year have been positively balmy. In the Washington, D.C. area, they've hovered in the 50s for much of the past 2.5 months. Area landscapers, whose schedules are usually pretty lean this time of year, are busier. Take Chuck Dodd Landscaping, which is building a stone wall in the backyard of a home in McLean, Virginia.
Most winters, we just plan for downsizing a bit. Normally, we're down to about 40 or 50% capacity. This year, we're running 75, 80% of capacity.
Owner Chuck Dodd says thanks to the milder temperatures, his office has been fielding more calls.
And I think people are getting out more and walking around and thinking about it. Whereas if it was colder, probably wouldn't be walking the neighborhood as much. And normally takes place a month or two later.
Warmer weather also helped bulk up the country's employment rolls in December and January. Construction workers are finding jobs when hiring is normally weak. Andrew Mortar is hauling chunks of stone to build the stone wall. He's happy to be on the payroll.
The ground isn't frozen, so that's always good.
And milder winter weather boosts economic growth in other ways.
People are out. They're eating out. They're going to malls, restaurants, strip malls, all sorts of places like that, and spending money when they do so.
Scott Bernhard is president of Planalytics, which studies the weather's impact on business. He says many cities are usually busy cleaning up after winter storms. This year, local governments are saving tens of thousands of dollars because the snow plows and salt trucks are in dry dock. In Chicago, where a single fierce blizzard blew through the snow budget last February, this month, so far anyway, has barely put a dent in the city's $20 million snow removal budget. In Maryland, more than half of the state's 200 or so road construction projects are put on hold in the winter. This year, many are going forward that would otherwise be shut down. Melinda Peters heads the State Highway Administration.
For example, we have a bridge project that we were able to actually pour the bridge deck last week. Typically, that's not a winter activity because of the temperature constraints.
But the milder weather hasn't been a shot in the arm for everyone. Many retailers are struggling to unload winter merchandise like snow shovels, hats, and scarves. Planalytics Bernhardt says weather becomes important in a dicey economy because people stick to buying necessities. If people don't need scarves or hats, they don't buy them. And this winter weather is saying, don't buy them. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.